Imagine Spirit and Carol Nicholson presents our healing series, Exploring the Spiritual Self. Stopping emotional spinouts can be easy. All you have to do is refocus your attention. You are not a slave to your emotions. You can control them. They may spin out of control for a moment, but it is up to you to come back into the flow and bring the emotional body back to a state of calm. It is possible even in the midst of anger. This is not to say it is not appropriate to feel emotions at times, but it is possible not to be controlled by negative emotions. You can choose them just as you choose food or clothes. Emotions are like weather, coming and going, and you have some control of this weather. Think of a negative emotion that you experience often. It could be anger, sadness, depression, frustration, lethargy. Whatever it is, feel this emotion now. As you feel this emotion, don't think about the stories behind it or what caused it. Just feel it, taste it, smell it, see it, hear it. There's all your senses to explore this emotion. Notice its energy, how it moves in your body and in the air around you. Notice how anger, sadness, frustration, depression, how they all spin around you. You may notice this emotion has begun to spin very fast, as if it has its own momentum, as if it is independent from you, as if it has a life of its own. Think about the times when this emotion appears for you. Does it normally speed up and gather intensity? Does it spin at the same rate all the time? How does it behave for you? See this emotion as energy, nothing more, just energy. It is just an experience. It isn't even real, as you know. The only thing that is real is consciousness. It might even reach critical mass where it becomes unbearable, and emotional explosions must happen in order to release the pressure. These are called emotional spinouts, and you can stop these spinouts at will. In the past, this might have been the way you have dealt with this emotion, by letting off steam through emotional explosions. But now you can deal with it differently. See yourself dealing with it as a master would. Slowing down the spin, bringing it back down to a bearable level, lowering the intensity. The spin is slower and slower, and you begin to feel calmer and calmer. As the emotion comes to a standstill, no longer spinning, even though the emotion is still present, it has become much less intense. And now it can begin to dissipate and dissolve back into the ethers from where it came. See the emotion disintegrating before your very eyes. Perhaps there is an issue with another person or a situation, but you don't have to have emotional spinouts anymore. It is not necessary. You can stop them by simply slowing the spin down and allowing the emotion to be dissolved. Now you can choose a different emotion, an emotion that may be wiser for this moment. An emotion that is more practical and fitting. What emotion did you choose to replace the negative emotion? Isn't it wonderful to know you can control your inner weather and choose any emotion you want? It is easy. All it takes is awareness and choice. Next time you find yourself in a situation where this emotion comes up, where it tends to spin out and become too intense, causing irrational reactions to a situation, replace it with what you have just done, with the emotion that you have chosen.